This morning, the official ceremony marking the reopening of Grand Court. Radio K-Man's Felicia Rankin-Solins has more.
Honorable Chief Justice Anthony Smellie remarks on a familiar issue Cayman's judicial system suffers from, lack of courtrooms. Justice Smellie says 88 indictments have been carried into this year. He adds each is a serious case, and 88 is a daunting number when combined with new cases for 2021. Of the 88 pending cases, 22 of them involve defendants who have been imprisoned while awaiting trial in one case. The worst example, the defendant has been in custody since 2017. Four have been in custody awaiting trial since 2019, and the remaining 17 have been in custody since 2020, three since early January 2020. He laments this means there are many persons waiting trial, several of them for longer than the six-month period, which is the longest time allowed by the international standards for the provision of a timed trial. Justice Smellie states, quote, I must renew my call this year for more courtrooms. It must be at the top of our government's priority this year. I have personally urged His Excellency the Governor and the Honorable Premier to please help us ensure that this happens. The problem is not lack of judicial capacity. The problem is the lack of courtrooms. For Radio K-Man News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
Mr. Smellie says, along with awaiting approval of the project for the building of the new courthouse, two courtrooms have been acquired from the old Scotia building in 2018. A 35-year-old man from Georgetown has been arrested on suspicion of assault causing actual bodily harm in connection with an altercation on New Year's Eve in Georgetown. Police got the report just before 12:30 a.m. on December 31st involving multiple people outside a bar on Smith Road. When police got there, the parties involved had left the location. But later the same morning, police report a man who had been assaulted with a machete during the altercation showed up at the Georgetown police station with injuries. The 35-year-old suspect has been granted bail with conditions as the investigation continues. Top civil servants give their staff an opportunity to hear directly from them about the COVID-19 vaccination program. Deputy Governor the Honorable Franz Manderson opened the seminar telling civil servants about his own experience getting the vaccine. When asked why he thought it was important for Cayman's residents to get the vaccine, he echoed the Premier's words, "We cannot keep the island closed forever."
The government is losing money. Our revenues are nowhere near what they should be. We are running a deficit budget for the first time in maybe 10, 12 years, and it's not sustainable. So we are going to have to open up at some point. And that is why it's so important that we have done everything possible to protect ourselves and our families for when persons are coming back into the islands.
Several questions were raised by staffers in attendance about whether the vaccines would be mandatory for civil servants. Chief Officer in the Portfolio of the Civil Service, Gloria McField Nixon.
This point has come up on numerous occasions for the benefit of our workforce. I just want to make it abundantly clear that use of the vaccine is not mandatory. Because we know the benefits that this provides in terms of protection, and we know that many in our civil service are on the front line as first responders, people dealing with travelers and people interacting with large volumes of customers. The government has given the civil service priority access in the various categories to make sure that they can avail themselves of that protection.
Many civil servants took the opportunity to ask specific questions, and officials assured members and the wider community that all questions and concerns will be addressed in the FAQ section of exploregov.ky/coronavirus. The chief medical officer says things are progressing well with Cayman's national vaccination program. Right now, the country has opened vaccines up to stage one, group A of the community, but Dr. Lee is hoping more will be able to get the shot soon.
So we're just waiting for confirmation that the next batch of vaccines is going to arrive from the United Kingdom. At the moment, we've received around 10,000, so we can vaccinate around 5,000 because the vaccination needs to be given first, and then 21 days later, you have the second dose. It doesn't have to be exactly at 21. It could be 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, but around 3 weeks later, you have the second dose. We've been holding back 5,000 of those doses and not wanting to go over until such time as we have confirmation that the next bunch will be coming fairly soon. And if that's so, we can open it up and use that whole of the first 10,000 and relax a little bit more about the groupings in stage one.
The vaccine is currently available to residents and staff of institutional facilities, individuals aged 70 and over, healthcare workers and first responders, and all frontline staff dealing with incoming travelers. There are a series of clinics that have been set up. You can find out more at radiokman.gov.ky. As you heard here on Radio Cayman, the 2021 staging of the Agriculture Show has been scratched from the event's calendar. But as Radio Cayman's Shanda Gallego reports, there is a plan B for all those who love Cayman's food and farming industry.
The cancellation of this year's Agriculture Show would only be the second time since its inception in 54 years that there was not a show here on Grand Cayman. Officials announced it will not happen due to, quote, COVID-19 concerns, mainly government gathering restrictions, concern for the safety of farmers and the wider community.
It was not an easy decision, but, you know, when we looked at it, we basically looked at it holistically, you know, that we come this far, and quite a number of our farmers is at that tender age of 70 plus. And, you know, as they said, they are more vulnerable to the pandemic than anything else. So we took all of that into consideration.
The biggest agricultural show in the calendar attracts thousands of people each year, showcasing the island's traditional livestock, produce, culture and crafts, along with competitions, exhibits and local entertainment. Agricultural Society's President George Smith says it's a hard blow, but it's the right decision at this time.
We didn't feel that, you know, we could live with ourselves if we had a show and there was an outbreak after. I mean, bear in mind, every other country in the world is having their second wave now. So, you know, we looked at all of that, and, you know, it's a hard one because, you know, we are a non-profit organization which relies on the show. That's the main thing. But, you know, we discussed it with our elderly farmers, and they felt that that was the best choice at this time.
In light of the cancellation, officials will be filling the void by offering other initiatives. Agricultural Society's operations manager, Priscilla Bodden.
One of our first ones that we'll talk about is the last Friday of the month, of every month. This year, we're going to have a kids' night out at the pavilion. And then the last Saturday of every month, we're going to do a market at the pavilion. The society has created this seasonal fitness challenge that will be supported by a team of nutritionists and professional fitness trainers to assist each participants achieve their weight loss goals for the challenge.
The first of that challenge kicks off on January 18th. You can get more information on each offering by calling 947-3696 or by checking out the Cayman Islands Agricultural Society's Facebook and Instagram pages. Officials say we could see the Grand Cayman Ag Show crop back up sometime this year. Shanda Gallego, Radio Cayman News.
My name is Cassidy Davis-Quintero.
My name is Kia Berry.
My name is Danielle Seals.
My name is Alejandro Borden.
My name is Jared Anakin Miles.
My name is Delaney Hansen.
My name is Kianda Parchman.
My name is Leah Robinson.
My name is Kriston Ferguson, and I am a proud of them honoree.
14 young Caymanians are recognized for reaching higher in academics, business, career, community service, culture, and sports at the Proud of Them Gala held at the Ritz-Carlton recently.
Elated beyond an expression to see how well every one of our young people have performed.
During the gala, Minister for Youth, the Honorable Juliana O'Connor Conley, said the program is now bigger than it ever has been, moving from low-key functions to a ritz-it-up and jazz-it-up award ceremony. The minister commended the round 12 honorees for reaching an enviable milestone. They'll be featured on billboards in various locations across Grand Cayman for the next 6 months. The Proud of Them Awards campaign now has a new website at youthservices.ky for online nominations and information, and there is a pair of newly erected billboards in Cayman Brac. That is your latest local news from Radio Cayman's newsroom. I'm April Cummings.